Act 2, Secret Plans.
Later, when the party is nearly over...
Romeo, wait. What are you doing?
Look, he's climbing into the Capulet's garden.
He must be crazy. The Capulets will kill him. My friend, please, come here. Do it for Rosalind.
He doesn't want to listen to you. Let's go.
Don't you know that love is a madness? Oh yes, a sweet madness. Let's leave him there. We'll see him tomorrow.
The beautiful Juliet appears on the balcony above Romeo. Romeo sees her and thinks.
There's a light at the window. I think it's the east, and Juliet is the sun. Her eyes are like stars. She is a real angel.
Juliet hasn't seen Romeo, but she's thinking about him too.
Oh, Romeo, why are you Romeo? Deny your father and refuse your name. If your intention is to marry me, I'll change my name and I won't be a Capulet anymore.
Romeo is not sure what to do.
Should I come out and talk to her?
Your name is your enemy. What is a Montague? It's not a hand, a foot, an arm, a face, or any other part of a man's body. Oh, why don't you have another name? What's in a name? If we call a rose by another name, it still remains a rose. It's the same for Romeo. Romeo, without that name, is still perfect. Romeo, change your name and take all of me. What's that noise? Romeo, how did you find me? If someone sees you, you'll be killed.
I came on the wings of love. The darkness of the night will protect me.
Oh, Romeo, why do we belong to two rival families?
Dear Juliet, call me love, and with this new name, I won't be a Montague anymore.
Me too. If you agree, my name won't be Juliet anymore.
My dear love, I swear.
Don't swear. If your love is true and honest, I'll be happy to become your wife.
Juliet, you're my life, and I really wish to become your more than happy husband.
The light of morning is coming. We must leave. Tomorrow I'll send you someone I trust to have news about the marriage. Good night. Leaving is such a sweet sorrow that I'll say good night to you till tomorrow.
Romeo goes to visit Friar Lawrence, his friend and confessor. He wants to ask him to help them.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, young son. Why are you here so early in the morning? Did you sleep tonight?
No, I couldn't sleep well.
Oh, my God. You weren't with Rosalind, were you?
With Rosalind? No, I wasn't. I have forgotten that name and its pain. Now I'm in love with another wonderful girl. The only wonderful girl in the world. Her name's Juliet. She's Lord Capulet's daughter.
Holy St. Francis, what a quick change. What about Rosalind, the girl you love so much? Have you already forgotten her?
Rosalind? Rosalind disappears if I compare her to Juliet. I never loved her, now I know. Juliet is my only love. And she loves me too. We want to get married as soon as possible. Please help us.
The only reason why I'm going to help you is that this holy union could turn the hate of your families into love.
Thanks, Friar Lawrence. But let's hurry. Juliet and I are really impatient.
My dear Romeo, keep calm. We must be careful.
At the same time, Juliet is confessing her love to her nurse. She decides to help the young girl, and she goes to talk to Romeo to plan the wedding. When she comes back to the Capulet's house.
Well, nurse, did you find Romeo? Did you talk to him?
Yes, he's such a kind, polite boy.
Nurse, please, I can't wait any more. You're so cruel. Tell me all the news.
Juliet, will your parents let you go to church to confess today?
Yes, they will.
Good. Then run to Friar Lawrence's cell. There you'll find your Romeo, your groom, waiting for you. He's bright.
Oh, thanks to God. I'm so excited. Thank you, nurse.
I'm very happy. Now I simply have to join Romeo and get married. Don't say a word to my mother. See you later.
Friar Lawrence celebrates the marriage between the two young lovers. Soon after...
Romeo, I'll stay here for a while in the church. See you tonight.
Tonight? Sure. Where?
I'll wait for you in my room.
In your room? Great. I'll make sure nobody sees me. Now I have to go, my love. I can't wait to meet you tonight. Bye.
Bye, my only love. I'll look forward to tonight.
Be careful.